Today's daf is Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf, Nun, Gimel. We have the schus to study the final parak of Masechet Shabbos, which opens with a halacha that permits a person to give their wallet to a Gentile to carry, who they are traveling with, when Shabbos begins while en route. So the Gemara wonders why this should be allowed. We began discussing just back on daf Kuf Nun, the prohibition of Amira Lenochri. A Gentile may not be asked to perform Malacha on Shabbos for a Jew. So what comes out is that when it comes to a person's wallet, a person won't be able to control their behavior and may end up carrying within Rishus HaRabim for Amos, which would be a Torah prohibition, a violation of Shabbos. Before we discuss this halacha, let's take one step back to mention what this prohibition actually is. The overwhelming opinion of Rishonim is that Amira Lenochri is a rabbinic prohibition, as per the Gemara we just learned in Daf Kuf Nun and in other places in Shas. There happens to be a mechilta, which according to the Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, Mitzvos Lo Ta'aseh, number 75, Ayin Hey, that's a Torah violation of Shabbos, as the mechilta brings a pasuk, Kol Malacha Lo Ya'aseh Bahem. The drasha that the mechilta brings is Lo Ta'aseh Ata, Lo Ya'aseh Chavercha, V'Lo Ya'aseh Goy Malachtecha. Nobody can be doing a malacha, not you, not your friend, not a non-Jew, Gentile, on your behalf. So though the Ramban al Torah in Shmos Yud Beis Tazayin says that this mechilt is an error, we're not talking about a prohibition at Torah level. So back to our Gemara, Rashi makes an opening comment that the issue of Amira Lenochri is one of Shlichus, one of a person who's doing something on behalf of somebody else, who acts as an agent to carry out their will. So the Achronim are all bothered by this language that Rashi uses of Shlichus, that this is a Torah prohibition because of the principle of Shlichus Shaladim Kamoso. However, we assume there's no concept of Shlichus on a Torah level for a Gentile, not even as a Chumrah, according to most poskim. So one of the approaches to this is quoted by a few of the Achronim, Chasam Sofer, Or Chaim Pei Dalet, Beis Meir, and Eben Ezer, Simon Hay, Yeshua's Yaakov, Rishama Gimel, Siv Katan Vav, they all say that which we have a special halacha called Amir Lenochri Shvus, this concept that it's something that we don't do on Shabbos based on rabbinic principle, because on Shabbos there's no possibility for a concept of Shlichus. Why is that? Since the main principle of when the Torah says Leman Yanuach, to rest on Shabbos, that's a mitzvah, that's a concept, it's a principle on the Gavra, it's on each person. You can't say Shlichus Adon Kamoso on this, you can't have somebody do that on your behalf, since the body of the Mishalech, the one who's sending, in this case is a Jewish person, and that person's body is at rest on Shabbos. Rav Asher Weiss in his Sefer on Shmos, Simon Yud Ches, he likens this idea to the mitzvos of lulav and matzah, for example. Any other mitzvos where the mitzvah is on the person itself. You can't have somebody else go and do those mitzvos on your behalf. Therefore, there's no shlichus. A beautiful idea about Shabbos emerges from here. A shaliach is a result-oriented principle, which means a person needs a signature on a document. So as long as the document is signed, any shaliach can act on behalf, an extension of the sender. But when the action or experience is the key, it's not the end result, it's the action itself, the experience, the journey. So nobody can do this on your behalf. You can't explain Shabbos to somebody else or celebrate it on their behalf. Every Jew must experience Shabbos for themselves.